Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, I have the pleasure of having Dr. Damon Nadel. He is a stem cell expert. So if you have any questions, go ahead and post a question in the chat room, or you can call in at 347-324-3460. Dr. Nadel, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing this morning?
Great. I guess to begin with, tell us about yourself and where are you from?
Okay, I'm a pain management sports medicine guy. I'm out of New Jersey and New York, and I got involved in the field of what we call regenerative medicine over the past maybe 6 years, and got involved in doing some stem cell stuff over the past couple of years as the field has advanced. We started getting interested in new ways to heal the body. And actually, stem cells was obviously an appealing way to actually have the body heal itself, because you're taking the person's own cells and you're putting it to the site of injury, and you're causing the injured area to be healed much faster. Just sort of in general education here, we're talking about adult stem cell therapy here, not embryonic stem cell therapy. Big difference. Two different types of stem cell therapies. The embryonic one being the controversial one, where they're talking about fetuses. That's completely different. And here I'm talking about adult stem cells, when we're talking about taking from the your own body and using your own stem cells to heal yourself.
Kind of break down, what is a stem cell?
So stem cells are the little cells that, one, repair injury in the body. And in the beginning of life, stem cells are the ones that replicate themselves and form anything from organs to bones to brain tissue. Those are the beginning cells of life. But as we get older, your body has stem cells in all parts of the body so that you can replicate yourself. So if you get an injury somewhere, these are the cells that go in there, repair itself, and they actually cause regrowth of tissue. So they're the basic building blocks of life, and they're also the little construction cells that cause repair.
Okay. And the difference is, I mean, these are something that we always have had. If we lay them side by side, what's so controversial about the embryonic stem cells?
Okay, there's two factors with the embryonic. One is you're talking about taking from a fetus, so it depends on when you define life has begun. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a spiritual, religious, ethical question about whether or not you're taking life to harness these stem cells. That's one controversy of embryonic stem cell. The other controversy would be, we don't at this point really know how to control embryonic stem cells, meaning we don't know if we put those type of stem cells somewhere, what they'll become. Will it be cancer? Will it grow into brain tissue? Will it grow into bone tissue? We don't have the knowledge or the wisdom yet to know what it'll become. And your body can reject those. So you're taking someone else's stem cells and you're putting it into another person. There's a chance of rejection. When we're talking about adult stem cells, it would be as if you came into my office and I took a little bit of your fat, your own fat, and I spun it down and got your own stem cells and I put it back into your body somewhere. There's no chance of rejection. It's your own body. It's your own cells. And we know how it's going to act. We know those cells will only become one or two things. It's either going to become muscle, tendon, or ligament. So we know how they act, and we have much greater knowledge about what they'll become. So there's a big difference.
Okay. And over the past 15 years, I mean, we really have advanced. I mean, I remember Christopher Wee had his injury, just a freak accident. And from his death maybe 5 or 6 years ago to what we are today, has things really changed that dramatically?
Well, we've progressed. We definitely have research, especially out of the country, that shows stem cell therapy can help people with spinal cord injury. But we have not gotten to the point yet where we have people, you know, coming with a very bad spinal cord injury and after a few months leaving the hospital walking. We've seen definite benefit, some return of strength, return of sensation, these types of things, and we're going to be learning more about them in the future. But we've come a long way in knowledge, but yet haven't come that far yet practically in terms of getting patients that much better. But we're on the forefront. It's coming.
Wow. So kind of tell us about what type of injuries that some of your patients you encounter, what type of therapies that has really worked with them?
Well, I really have two patient populations. One would be a little bit younger athletes, either real professional athletes or weekend warriors who are going out and playing on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And those guys get all types of injuries from either a meniscal tear or a rotator cuff tear. And here we're showing stem cells work very well. You know, for a moderate degree of injury, these stem cells work phenomenal. We also see it very helpful in people who have chronic arthritis, so people who have chronic knee pain, chronic hip pain, even people to the point where they've been told they need a hip or knee replacement. If the arthritis is not that far along, stem cell therapy can help them a great deal, or it could push back the surgery for quite a long time. We're seeing tremendous benefit in those patients.
Wow. So when you're talking about arthritis, is it considered hereditary or something that a person just develop?
It's usually a combination of both. You can get arthritis from an injury, let's say an accident or a fall or a trauma of some sort. You can also get arthritis that is a genetic component, a familial component, so it runs in the family. The majority of arthritis out there, it tends to run in families, like your mother, your grandmother had knee arthritis, and then that makes you more predisposed to getting arthritis in your knee. So as you get older, you start to develop some wear and tear in the knee, you have arthritis develop. But either type, we're seeing stem cells benefit them, you know, a great deal.
So if the person inherits, unfortunately, arthritis, is it something they can prevent with exercise and diet to kind of offset it? And then
absolutely.
Okay.
No. To stave off the question here, to reverse it completely is probably not the role. But to slow down the progression, we look at diet, weight management, exercise, keeping the muscles strong. You know, when you have a bad joint, you want the muscles around the joint to protect it. So you want to strengthen all those muscles around it. The stronger those muscles are, the less wear and tear you're going to get in that joint. So exercise and diet definitely plays a role.
Okay. And some experts will talk about yoga, how just the stretching, the natural stretching, kind of bringing blood vessels to that particular joint or knee or whatever. And does those type of therapies help as well to offset that?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of research out there that things like yoga, Pilates, Tai Chi, you know, they're stretching, they're relaxation type of movements. They have a great benefit. As we get older, the body gets stiffer. It tends to lose its elasticity. Mm-hmm. That means that the body starts to become stiffer. What these type of treatments do or exercises do is prevent that from happening and sometimes reverse it. They play a great thing. I myself do something called Qigong, which is like the Chinese version of yoga. I practice something called Falun Dafa. And for me, the benefit has been great. I mean, the relaxation component to it, the stretching component, that is definitely proven to help.
Wow. We're going to take a break real quick, play a message from our sponsor, and be back in less than 40 seconds. You're listening to The Core Business Show.
You're listening to The Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Chapin.
Okay, we're back with talking to Dr. Damon Novo. We were talking about stem cell therapy. I guess talk about your particular patients that you run into. You mentioned the common athlete, the weekend warrior. Tell us about the process when they do come in with this torn ligament and you apply the therapy. Kind of take us to the point of what type of the step-by-step we normally do for therapy.
The average person who comes in usually comes in after having an injury. I usually see them maybe a month or so later. They thought it would heal, and they come in still having a lot of pain, and they haven't been able to get back to the activity they enjoy, you know, something they do on the weekend or during the week. So I'm evaluating them. If the injury seems significant enough to me, that's usually when we're looking at imaging, whether it's x-rays, ultrasound, or MRI, or one of the above. And then once we look at the injury, depending on the extent of it, you know, if you have a real torn ligament or a torn meniscus or a torn rotator cuff, depending on the tear, we're either looking at something like physical therapy, some medicines, rest. But if it's significant enough, that's when we look at either a stem cell therapy or even what we call a PRP therapy, which is using your own blood to get the healing and growth factors from your own blood and putting it in the area of injury. So depending on the extent of the injury is when we determine whether or not you'd be a candidate for one of these treatments. And sometimes your body doesn't need it. You know, sometimes your body's able to heal on its own. But when we see if the injury is great enough, that's when we think about one of these types of options.
So if you take that particular option, you normally will just apply the stem cells back to the infected area?
Yeah, so basically the treatment we're talking about is grabbing your own stem cells. It's a same-day procedure, whether we're taking it from the hip bone, the bone marrow area, or we're taking it from your own fat. We're spinning it down, getting the stem cells, and injecting it right back into the area you have injured. The whole procedure itself usually takes about an hour and a half, and you go home that day. Within a couple of days, you're back up and running around. Usually the stem cells, it takes a couple of weeks really before the main effect starts kicking in, but it's a very short recovery time for these procedures. These are not major surgeries by any extent of the imagination.
Okay, so you're talking about the fat itself. That's really easy to do. So you take the fat out, and do you divide it to the stem cells, or it's
correct?
The stem cell? Okay.
We use a spinning process called a centrifuge. So you're actually taking the fat out, and then you're spinning it down, and then it separates the fat from the stem cells. And once we isolate the stem cells, we're just re-injecting back the stem cells, and not the fat tissue.
Okay.
And people usually like that, as you could imagine. You know, a little tummy tuck here or something, and people are happy.
Oh, absolutely. But when it comes to something like a bone marrow, I mean, I'm sure, is that painful? I mean, you can numb the area.
Well, usually we use a little medicine, so you kind of sleep through it. It sounds a lot worse than it is. I would relate it to something more like getting your blood drawn.
Mm-hmm.
There's some discomfort to it, but usually we're using medicines to numb the area and giving you some medicines, so you kind of lightly sleep through the procedure. It's by no extent a horrible procedure, but there's some discomfort, so we make sure patients are comfortable.
Okay, are those stronger stem cells since it's coming from the bone marrow itself than versus the fat?
So that's a great question. They're pretty much the same stem cells in the bone marrow that are in the fat. The stem cells themselves are pretty much identical. The stem cells in the fat, we're actually able to harvest a higher amount from fat than bone marrow. But the controversy is when you get it from the bone marrow, you're also grabbing a lot of other growth factors that your bone marrow produces.
Wow.
So there's benefits from both. You know the famous pitcher Bartolo Colon from the Yankees? Mm-hmm. He had a procedure where they injected both. They grabbed some of his fat and they grabbed some of his bone marrow. They combined it and they re-injected it back into the shoulder and elbow. And he had you know, obviously phenomenal results. But there's benefit to both, but you're actually getting a higher number from the adipose tissue, the fat tissue.
Okay. And what's the recovery time? Is it a few weeks or a few months?
Actually, you know, within several days, you're back to your baseline. So let's say you're do it on a Friday. Most people are back at work on a Monday.
Wow.
But in terms of, you know, the injury area feeling better, usually takes a couple weeks because stem cells, it's not like cortisone. Cortisone acts, you know, within 24 hours, inflammation is going down. The stem cells act by regrowing tissue and healing tissue. So there's a process. It takes time.
Okay. And if a person who's in the different areas of the country, what should they look for in a spine and joint doctor?
Well, you know, there's
if they
every
want to look
area,
at this therapy.
You know, in every area now, there's more and more doctors doing this. So, you know, you want to look for someone that's been doing these procedures, and you want to look for someone that has, if he's doing it in his office, you want to make sure he has a nice, clean, sterile office and a laboratory that is, you know, top notch. That he's able to do it in a safe and sterile environment. But to the most part, these are very safe and easy procedures. But, you know, I usually always say for any type of procedure, you want to make sure that the doctor themselves has been doing quite a few of those. You know, you never want to be the first guy doctor's doing it on, as you
okay.
can imagine.
So is a board-certified person they need to look for, and what specialty?
Yeah, you know, there's different specialties doing it right now. Pain management, sports medicine guys are on the forefront of injuries. There's also orthopedists doing it around the country. So those are the guys who have been doing the most in terms of these joint type of related issues.
Okay, and you should look and see if they've done several of them, not the first.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, we talk about the field of regenerative medicine. That's the field where you're using your body to heal itself. You know, they have to, you know, have to be knowledgeable in the field of regenerative medicine. That's the new forefront now. But you know who else, you know, an aspect we haven't been talking about is the beauty aspect of this. Plastic surgeons have been using stem cells now for quite a while, and they're using it for all different types of applications, whether it's to make the skin look younger in the face or to enhance a procedure they're doing so you get better results. You know, they've been using stem cell therapy for quite a while.
Wow. Well, anything you'd like to leave us with?
Yeah, I mean, people need to learn more about this. I have a website, whatisstemcelltherapy.com, and that website puts all up-to-date information. You can learn more about it, and you're going to be hearing more about it in the news every day. So definitely learn more about it and check it out.
Absolutely. And what is your website address, and if they want to
contact
Again,
you? Again, whatisstemcelltherapy.com is one of them, and spineandjointcenter.com.
Okay, you're outside of New York City.
Yeah, I'm in. I have an office in New York and New Jersey.
Perfect. Thank you for coming on to the program.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a great,
great.
Memorial weekend.
Same here. Take care.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Again, it's been another production of the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. You can download this episode on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. A transcript will be provided on blog.applecapitalgroup at the end of the day. Everybody, thank you for listening to the program. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.